This is The Record with Ross Reynolds. I'm Steve Scher. Thank you for being with us for this track. Until recently, Puget Sound has not had a bike share plan. Now it just might. Beginning in September, Seattleites will have a new option for getting around town, bike sharing. September, Puget Sound Bike Share will roll out to four neighborhoods, Capitol Hill, South Lake Union, University District, and downtown. The announcement comes after months of uncertainty around where the funding for the program would come. Bike sharing is similar to car sharing services like Car2Go. Paid members can rent a bike from a kiosk and then return the bike to a different location. Holly Hauser is Executive Director of Puget Sound Bike Share. Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
What did you do before you ran Bike Share?
I come from a background in commercial real estate development as well.
How'd you come to
bicycle? Well, actually, it's ended up being a really good fit. One of my passions also is nonprofit startups, so I have a lot of experience doing that. I co-founded a nonprofit called Rain City Rock Camp for Girls about 5 years ago now. So that experience combined with kind of knowing my way around the city, knowing zoning codes, knowing how to work through the permitting process. I'm a biker, but I wouldn't necessarily call myself a cyclist, so which I think is actually a really good fit for
this
position.
Well, that's what this is all about, right? So where did you find funding for the program?
Well, we've had some public funding for quite some time secured. We have a $1.5 million federal CMAQ grant, congestion mitigation air quality grant. We have a $750,000 WSDOT grant. We have a $500,000 grant from Seattle Children's Hospital. And then we just secured a presenting sponsor as well as a supporting sponsor, and both will be announcing in May.
So with that amount of money, how long can the program run?
That will provide us the funds for the initial phase one launch. So that's 500
neighborhoods,
500 bikes, 50 stations.
And then your assumption is that people will pay for it and that'll generate revenue going forward?
It will. Bike share is not necessarily self-sustaining, definitely not at first. We don't imagine it being for about 5 years. So we'll cover our costs about 75%, and then that shortfall will be made up by additional station sponsors.
So Capitol Hill, South Lake Union, University District, downtown, within those neighborhoods, how many rental stations?
50.
So within each neighborhood, I'll find, so what is that, 1, 2, 3, 5?
We'll have, actually, due to some grant funds that we have are allocated, we'll have 12 in the University District, and that'll actually stretch down to the Seattle Children's Campus, so we'll have a station down there. We'll have about 17 in the South Lake Union and North Downtown area, and then the remainder will be spread out Capitol Hill, and then downtown, which goes all the way to Pioneer Square International District and sort of the North Stadium District.
You know, one of the problems with Car2Go that mm-hmm. some people have encountered is that they sometimes can't find the cars when they need them because they're all out in the neighborhood.
It happens
or vice
to me
versa.
All the time.
So how does bike share What's the process by which you'll keep the bikes distributed well?
So we actually, our operator, which is Alta Bicycle Share, will have a completely local team here, and they actually have rebalancers that will go around in vans and move bikes from here to there because, you know, we know that a bunch of the bikes are going to end up at the bottom of the hill and, you know, or as people are coming to work, they all end up downtown and then they go back out, so...
What kind of bikes? I mean, this is a very hilly place and a very wet place.
Yes.
So what kind of bikes are people going to be able to get?
The bikes are going to be very similar to the bikes that you see in, you know, New York, Boston, D.C.
What are those?
They're from a company called DaVinci. We're actually going with a different supplier, which we haven't announced yet, which is why I can't say it here.
But they're little fat tired, slightly fatter tired bikes?
They're sort of fat, smooth tired bikes. They have a step through frame. They're very easy to ride. They're sort of an upright positioned bike. Ours will have 7 speeds, while most other cities, except for San Francisco, I think, have 3 speeds. They have fender guards for rain. They have chain guards, so you can, you know, essentially wear whatever you want riding these bikes. They're really easy to use.
New York City's city bike program, mm-hmm. very popular, but it also has some financial problems. What lessons are you taking away from New York City's efforts, other cities' efforts that
That's a great question. I mean, a lot of their financial problems came about because of things that were sort of outside of their control, like the hurricane, a really bad winter, their first year of launch. One of the things that we have done is rather than go with the company that they actually used for their station supply, as well as their software declared bankruptcy earlier this year. So that has actually benefited us because as a result, we are able to go with a company called 8D, which is actually who developed and supplied the sort of robust, reliable software that is in DC, Minneapolis, Boston, and they have now created their own hardware solution around that. So we're able to sort of use this very sort of tried and true piece of equipment that's out there. And so that's going to save us a lot of hassle and a lot of money in terms of operational expenses as
What's it going to cost me to be a member?
It'll probably be $85 for an annual membership.
For a year.
So what that means is you can use the bikes as many times as you want within that year, and there's a free ride period. So as long as you don't go over the 30-minute free ride period, you don't pay anything additional.
So if I have many, many less than 30-minute rides mm-hmm. around the city, it'll be $85 bucks a year.
Yep.
And then what's
very
it,
affordable.
After, and then after that, what's it cost an hour? Or how, I don't know how you're charging it.
It's like another couple dollars every 30 minutes if you go over that.
When are you going to expand to the rest of the city?
As soon as we have the money to do it is really the answer. And you know, I have no doubt that there's going to be the demand to expand right of way. And we'll start sort of creating a denser network in our initial phase one area, and then we'll expand out from there. And, you know, sort of the obvious areas are Fremont, Wallingford, parts of Ballard, central area.
All right. So remind me again as we leave, when am I going to be getting on these bikes?
September.
All right. Holly Hauser is Executive Director of Puget Sound Bike Share. Program starts rentable, shareable bikes, U District, Capitol Hill, South Lake Union, and downtown starting in September. Thanks.
Thank you.